Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Greyhill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Johnny. Let's go down this hole together.
I jumped in the hole.
I was going to tie a rope around you, but
now,
it's okay.
As a... Oh, wait. Do you have... All right, so... never mind. Okay. Oh, beautiful. Well, because you ran ahead and aren't taking the Manganel Raiders with you, both of you have an ability called Dark Vision, which allows you to see if there is no light whatsoever, you can still see out to 120 feet, but only in black and white. It's kind of like night vision goggles.
And what's that in meters? I'm joking. It's
20 feet.
Like 40 meters?
Yeah, it's about meters. 40 meters.
It's 144. It's 1,444 inches.
That doesn't help.
It's 36.576 meters.
Okay.
Pretty far.
That's further than I think me, Joel Dusha, can see currently during the day. You know what? I've looked out the window and I've decided that is not true and I can definitely see further.
So, goats. Following the map, you can see that the path ahead of you, there are many different paths, but you can see that there's kind of one, I wouldn't say suggested, but there's just the one path that goes the furthest, that's been the most explored, and that you know will eventually lead get to the dragon.
Okay.
Now, you can see that that path, the first thing, there's like a little note that's been made on the map that says lots of webs and then in brackets spider question mark. So, you can try to brave this webbing and whatever spider question mark might mean, or you can try and find an alternate route. No guarantees you'll be able to, though.
Okay. So, how do you feel about spiders then, Johnny? Because it seems to me, as an expert map, an expert at map, sorry.
Yeah, you're the best in the biz. You are the map guy.
Your job is
map. Good at map. it's seeming like there's going to be spiders down here. And I've got nothing against spiders. I think I can talk to animals, so I believe spiders might be part of that. It's hard to know for sure.
I believe the spiders are animals, right?
It's hard to know for sure.
I think they would count. I'm going to say they count as animals for the spell Speak with Animals, yes.
Okay. Right. I don't know what that means, but...
And I'm very good at intimidation, so worst comes to worst, I could try and spook them.
Yep.
What, like,
or at least, yeah, thoroughly confuse them with this tale of your ex-wife.
Please, spiders, come around. Let me tell you about the woes of Johnny Tomatoes.
Run away real quick. So should we step into the web?
Yeah, let's step into the web. You lead the way.
Let's do that. You got the map.
You know what's going on. I'm simply following.
It starts very light at first. There's just, like, you might see cobwebs in an old house or if you've not cleaned the corners at first. But then it begins to get thicker and thicker and thicker. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, you're kind of, you know, scrunching up in different, you're contorting yourself into different shapes to try and avoid this dense network of webbing.
What does it feel like when you touch it?
Do you touch it?
I touch it.
You touch? Okay.
With my tongue. Don't know why.
Whoa, don't taste it. It's just going to taste like web.
I was just curious.
You get stuck to the web. Now, I've got...
I've got
bad news, and I've got really bad news. What would you like first?
Let's go the really bad, so then it's... Yeah.
You can hear...
Perfect.
Really good stuff. Wow. Strong stuff.
Yeah.
You can hear chittering, and the bad news, you can see the web, as soon as you touch it, it begins vibrating.
Oh.
I'm starting to think that maybe touching the web triggered all the spiders.
You can shut up, Johnny. We know that it's like
sorry, I can't hear you. It sounds like your tongue's stuck to something. Yeah, hold tight, I'll cut you out.
We're going to go to initiative. What that means is, in combat, rather than kind of a free-flowing, people just kind of, you know, whatever's whatever, in combat, we take turns. So you get a turn, Johnny Tomatoes gets a turn, the spider gets a turn.
Whoa. Oh, so we're in combat right now.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa.
Combat begins.
All right, goats. Let's show them what we're made of.
Yeah, I wonder if being stuck to a web by your face is going to be a disadvantage in a fight.
I don't know.
Johnny, goats is stuck face first in the web. What would you like to do?
Okay, so it would be my turn to cut her out, right?
It would be, yeah, your turn would be cutting her out, yeah.
Yeah, let's...
Also, there's no guarantee it'll work.
Be careful.
Hey, just a little bit of metagaming. I just want to check. Because Johnny Tomatoes don't have a lot of HP. Bodying a hit from a spider.
What does that mean? What's a good HP? Is that good?
It's better than mine.
Okay.
Since we're beginning combat, by the way, just very quickly, and now that roles are going to start being really important, I'm going to let you, we have a system, this is house rules, this is how, this is something no one else gets to do but us. We have a deck called Good Boy Cards. So these are little bonuses, little effects, positive abilities that you can give yourselves. So you can draw as many good boy cards as you want, the two of you. But I have a deck of cards called bad boy cards.
And yeah, you do.
They are things, little powers I can get to use against you. For every good boy card you draw, I will draw one bad boy card. Okay. So as many cards as you want, knowing that I'll get the same number.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I feel like letting me go first... I choose zero.
You choose zero?
I choose zero.
You can win. You can be awarded these cards as we continue. So the amount that you draw now will not be the amount that you have for the entire
game. I was going to say letting me go first is probably going to be misrepresentative of what people usually do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Typically people draw like nine.
Oh.
Well, maybe not nine, but people will draw a lot because they think that's clever. It sometimes is. It sometimes is. It depends what you draw.
Interesting.
I'd go, genuine recommendation, I'd go three cards. I reckon that's a good number.
Okay. I'll go two cards.
Two cards? Draw two cards.
We hear your three cards, Adam, and we say, fuck you, two.
All right.
Okay.
What did you get?
I got a quick siesta so I can gain the benefit of a long rest during a short rest, or I'll get them on the way back. Reroll and attack you.
Those are both very powerful cards.
Oh, great.
You drew well, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
A just to tell you, a long rest is like overnight. A short rest is an hour. So in an hour, you get everything that you would have gotten for an overnight rest.
Okay, yeah.
And then just rerolling a missed attack is always useful. I drew, this one makes no sense, so I'm going to, dark and stormy, a storm happens. Makes no sense, so I'm going to redraw. Okay, so I got healer burnout. Roll twice, so you just you heal a bit less when you try to heal something, and it has two heads. A creature of my choice gets an extra head and an extra attack.
Oh,
and not too bad.
They're not great.
It can be worse.
Could have been worse. Oh, could have been a lot worse.
That's
yeah,
good. Okay.
Could have been a lot worse. Yeah, round. I think you did pretty well on this. Okay. It was a good
exchange. Dragon is now going to have two heads. Yeah. That's exciting.
Or the spider.
Okay.
Whoa, that's fucked up to think
about.
You
know what? I spent it immediately. The spider.
We haven't even seen the spider yet.
The vibrations in the web get a little heavier. Okay.
Okay. I'm a quivering. Have you cut me out yet?
Johnny hasn't moved yet.
Okay. Johnny's done nothing.
Is
that what happened?
Big okay. Sidebar. hold still, goats. I'm going to cut you out with my dagger.
All right. You attempt to cut her out with your dagger?
Don't like attempt, though.
You know, there's no guarantees in this life.
I mean, how strong is this web?
How weak are my daggers?
You know, you ever heard that fact that it's like, web, if you scaled it up in size, could stop a fighter jet?
Mm. No, I've legitimately never heard anyone say
really?
That.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm not in many web chats.
Well, yeah, apparently, I don't actually know how true this is. Anyway, it's true in D&D. You attempt to, you start hacking at the web and you just can't, it's like trying to cut through steel.
Mm. Oh,
What if I wet it with my saliva?
I think you've tried that already.
You wet it with your saliva. Come on, Johnny, get in here.
This is going to get very intimate straight away.
Goats, it's your turn. It feels, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. Have you ever licked a cold pole, in the middle of winter?
Absolutely.
And your tongue got stuck to it?
Yeah.
It's similar.
That's very painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's far more up my alley of a thing I would have done. Rather than thinking about webs, doing a dumb thing. Yeah. Anyway, good luck.
What would you like to do? You can try and tear your face off if you want, or you could try to fight like this. You could try and swing. You have enough movement that you can swing around and face it.
Does web dissolve in water?
Well, that's what you do with a post, don't you? Like, you add more water, and then it's...
web dissolves in fire.
I know web dissolves in fire. That was also something I considered.
Web dissolves in fire.
Web dissolves in fire, and you have, goats, you have a tinder box, a box of matches, and a torch.
Oh, well then.
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Very, so you're.
A bit risky. But...
You'd have to be very careful.
Yeah.
You've got a flame, an open flame next to your face.
Yeah.
If you
so
want to.
It might singe my eyebrows.
Yeah, so your options, as I see it. Light the torch, very carefully burn it away, or you could try to pull your face off.
Yeah.
Or you could try to fight like this.
I'm pretty brave.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try to fight like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I've got, I've got two swords.
Yes, so you do have two swords.
One in each hand.
Well, right now the creature is at range, so if you wanted to attack right now, you're brave.
Yeah,
you're brave.
I'm
so you
brave.
Turn to face the darkness, and with your dark vision, you can
see it
moving through the web. Hang on. I've got a picture for you.
Now, imagine this, but with two heads.
Yes, don't forget it has two heads.
It has two heads. Okay.
There you are.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you how big you are.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like
how much is that in meters? He's got 8 feet.
You're what? Like one and a half, maybe a bit more than that. 1.7 meters, right?
Yeah.
So you come up to about here, so it is what? 1, 2 it's like nearly 4 meters long.
Yeah.
From tip to stem or whatever.
Okay.
From mouth, from heads to anthrax, anthrax.
From hole to hole.
To web hole.
To thorax. Yeah. Yeah. 16 eyes bearing down on you.
Tongue now, stuck to its web.
You see it scuttling through the web.
Yep.
You can use your bow and arrow and try to attack it now if you want. Okay. Or you can draw your swords and wait till it gets to you.
Swords.
Up to you.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about the bow and arrow. Yeah, I think the bow and arrow from a distance is a better idea.
All right.
That is smart.
Face still stuck to the web.
Have stunning accuracy. I'm not sure if that's true, but
I don't think you're
we're about to find out.
Yeah.
I don't think you're bad at this. Unfortunately, you're gonna be rolling with a penalty because your face is stuck to the web. But
whoa, you're trying to pull an arrow, I'm gonna duck.
You hit. You still hit.
Oh, whoa! You hit it!
Yes, I did.
Fuck you, spider! How'd that feel?
How'd that feel? That feel. Tell you what. Let me check very quickly to see if you've got any other special abilities you can do. Okay, you don't do that. You do have a cool ability. When a creature is already a bit damaged, you can do extra damage.
Oh.
But unfortunately, it hasn't been hurt yet, so you can't use that ability. But you'll be able to do it now because you have hurt it. Okay. So your arrow, you draw fire, you hit true, you hit it maybe somewhere and it's under, underneath it.
Yeah.
The arrow sinks deep. You deal 6 points of damage, which hurts it. The spider doesn't really make noises, but if it could, you would definitely
screaming.
Think, yeah, it'd be screaming. But it doesn't slow down. It keeps moving at that tremendous pace.
Uh-oh.
Johnny, you can't miss it now either. You see it heading towards you. It spends...
Oh, no.
This is all on you.
Okay.
It reaches the two of you and rears up ready to attack. Johnny, it's your turn.
I cast Fairy Fire.
Fairy Fire. So Fairy Fire, just letting you know, doesn't deal damage.
I don't cast Fairy Fire.
It makes...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It makes lots of little sparkles that light up a room beautifully.
Oh, I might confuse it.
Now,
I don't think it
Fairy
will.
Fire doesn't do nothing, though. Because you've lit up the target, it's like a lock-on ability for other people. When you light someone up with Fairy Fire, someone else can get a bonus to hit them, which would cancel out the penalty you take for being webbed.
Set webs on fire, though.
Well, you could also set webs on fire. You have,
although
you
it is attached to your face.
Beautiful display.
Oh, Fairy Fire. Oh, so you can't set Fairy Fire isn't actually fire. It's
white.
It should be called Fairy Lights.
Okay. Sorry, I cast a Chaos Bolt. That does damage.
Yes. Whoa. At the spider, I presume?
Good assumption. Usually assumptions make an ass out of you and I, but in this case, killed it.
Do you have a specific... You hit. Do you have a specific type? So Chaos Bolt, when you hold it in your hand, it rapidly cycles between different types of energy.
I'm trying to hit it with fire.
You want to hit it with fire. All right. You're thinking to yourself, fire, 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 fire. All right. Fire, 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 fire. You...
So just for our beautiful listeners at home and for maybe the beautiful people in the room, including myself, it's four types of...
There's eight.
Eight? Fuck.
Damage. There is.
Fired? Acid. Okay, sorry. I'll let you list them and it's I won't try and guess.
Acid, cold, fire, force, which is like impact energy, lightning, poison, psychic, which is mental damage, and thunder, which is audible, audio damage.
And just would I know before I cast this if there was
any fart damage?
Whoa, yeah. Is there a secret
Is there
knife?
A stink bomb?
No, unfortunately, okay. No. Well, if only.
Is there a bad... I think Johnny would know this, but Joel doesn't. Is there a type of damage here that I would not want because it will not affect the
Poison?
Spider?
Poison? Probably not going to hurt a spider.
That's true. They have that.
Yeah.
In them.
Yeah. Yes.
Poisons their blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
It's also a real girl thing to do. Poison someone statistically. <Yeah.
laughs> I mean, yeah.
Statistically, we really love it.
I could be out here girl bossing. Who knows?
Did you know the rate of, fun fact, did you know when...
This definitely feels like it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a very fun fact. Did you know that when in any area...
Statistically, if you have a wife, she will poison you?
No. Anytime no-fault divorce becomes a thing in a place, the rate of poisonings goes down.
That's awesome.
Fun fact. Yeah. Doesn't that rule? Wow. Anyway. sorry, yeah.
Fire, trying to cast fire. Please, fire! Chaos Bolt! I'm assuming I have to say it to do it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Chaos Bolt!
So, in your hand, the ball of energy, ding, 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 like a slot machine. Acid, cold, fire, force, lightning,
always
poison,
bet
psychic,
on fire!
Acid, you throw a ball of acid.
That's fine, too!
That works, yeah.
Okay, great.
You throw a ball of acid, it hits the spider, dealing 4 more points of damage. The acid begins sizzling and melting through the spider's hard carapace, but isn't dead. The creature's still barreling, still bearing down on you. Goats, you've got one more chance to do something before the spider basically starts killing you.
Aim for the hole that I just put in its carapace. I think it's weak there.
Well, so I've only got... Can I do any spells?
No. You have 3 spells. One of them, Ensnaring Strike, would actually be helpful. You don't have to do it right now. You could save that for later.
Okay.
Ensnaring Strike. Well, yeah, so you get all of these spells back on a long rest.
Yep.
And you have that ability that gives you a long rest
for
a short rest.
I will say, though,
again,
metagaming, sometimes just shooting a bow and arrow or using a sword, whilst boring to say, is helpful in a fight.
Yeah.
Like, weapons sometimes are just what they say they are and are good.
Okay.
Ensnaring Strike, if you think there's a bit of danger, I'm going to let you know you haven't weakened this creature below half of its hit points. It's still got more than half its hit points
left.
Okay. That's a strong beast.
Mm.
Two heads?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, no.
Get a good boy card for reminding me. It gets 2 attacks. I remember that now. What'd you get?
Fool me once, which will not help at all.
Learn if an NPC is lying to you?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. An NPC is a non-player character. It's anyone that isn't the two of you, basically. Okay. Anyone I play.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Pete.
Is this spider lying to me?
No, it wants me dead for real.
Oh, also, just as a reminder, you don't know if this is going to work, but Speak with Animals one of your original plans.
Yeah, it was. You're right. But is that a... So... I just have that all the time. That's not like a...
You cast it and then it lasts for... It has a duration. I'm not sure. It might be like an hour.
10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can speak with animals for 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Should I do that? I'll do that.
There's no wrong answer here.
Okay.
Both options will work. Well, we'll do something at least.
Can I still speak even with my tongue? Like, that's okay?
You speak maybe can... like this, but you can still
They
talk.
Can communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're going to cast Speak with Animals?
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
You cast Speak with Animals, and as soon it's like turning on a switch.
Great.
You can hear the spider talking now. Food, food, food for my babies. Food, food, food for my babies. You can talk to the spider.
I say no.
No. Who are you talking to?
Please stop. All you can hear is like some kind of hissing, I assume.
Spiders hiss? That's scary.
Maybe like a clicking? Chittering.
Clicking.
Yeah, clicking. Or, clicking.
I mean, I would know what you're doing, I guess. What's it saying?
Look, Johnny, it wants to eat us. And it's got babies, apparently. So it's just, it's actually now saying it's a single mum. and it's so it's just trying to, like, I understand where it's coming from. Right. Where both the heads are coming from. but can I tell it to just stop?
Because you can try,
like,
absolutely.
we're not feast enough. And look, like, right behind us, there are these other rangers coming, and they'll
tell
be better.
Tell them about the other
they'll
rangers. There's four of them.
There's, like, right behind us, there's four people, and they're gonna be real tasty.
The giant spider, it's about to lunge down. You see, all four mandibles are about to impact directly into your skull, goats. Yeah. But then it stops.
I've got my hands up and saying, "Easy, four? Easy." Actually, no, I'm like a Crocodile Dundee with, like, the
yeah,
calming the buffalo.
Four for my babies, four for my babies. The spider scuttles back and then disappears into the darkness. You rolled pretty well.
Holy shit, it worked!
Hey.
I should probably still free you. I think the battle.
Johnny!
No. I know I will help you now. Now that I have more time, will the dagger work?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, hold still for an extended period of time. We're gonna get you out of this.
Okay.
It takes you a while, but you're able to cut the webs away. You've still got a bit of web on your stuck in your face, but it's
a part of me.
It's fine for the most part. Yeah. It'll dissolve eventually.
Okay.
And to think we managed all of this without resulting to saliva.
I mean, it kind of
well, that was my first option. I would have taken that.
Okay. You continue down the path. Now,
I guess we are going to run back into the spider, hey?
You might have to.
No,
unless the Mangonel Raiders
it'll
kill it.
It'll be full, yeah.
But it would have to have gone over the top of where we're following where it came
from. Oh, sorry, I mean, see what you mean. There are many side passages and stuff like that. There's many different paths that you could be taking.
Okay, never mind.
You're just taking the path that is mapped out, the one that you know will lead to the dragon.
Yeah.
Now, another one up ahead. Oh, sorry, another feature that has been noted on the map up ahead, you can see it says mushrooms and then in brackets, explosion question mark. Once again, you could try to navigate around this, but there's no guarantee that there'll be another path. And if you start trying to navigate around, the Mangonel Raiders, if they kill the spider, they will be hot on your heels.
Yeah. Although I would like to see what these mushrooms taste like. If I give them a little lick, maybe we shouldn't go.
You're like a shark in some ways, aren't you?
Okay, I am glad that you've spoken to me about this before you lick them this time. My experience with the Great Hill Free Company has made me believe that if something is somewhere mysterious, it's probably going to taste worse than you want it to and be 100 times more dangerous. But
okay,
I'm not your boss. You want
to
lick the mushroom? I will stand by your side while you do it. Well, maybe 30 feet back, just in case. It does say explosion.
As you approach this, it's an intersection, actually. It's two massive tunnels, the one that you're on and another one, intersect at this point.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach that, first thing that you can perceive is through your dark vision, there's a soft glow up ahead, light from something or someone. Mm. It's a soft blue glow up ahead. The second thing is you hear boom, and then the entire tunnel you're in rumbles a little bit.
I think I'm going to put my arm out and just, like, put it on Goat's shoulder. I wouldn't lick that in hindsight.
Let's get a bit closer and then we can decide.
Oh, okay.
The soft blue glow turns out to be a field of mushrooms.
Ooh.
Imagine the classic, what do you call them? Death cap? Like the red top, white bottom.
Okay.
But instead of the red and white color, they are all a slightly translucent blue color. It's a thick field of them. Well, it's like they're scattered all over the place. It's not like a grass here or anything like that. They're just, there's a lot of them. You can see there's a massive crater in the dead center of this intersection.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to put two and two together, hey, sometimes I don't get four, but that big crater in the middle there and these mushrooms around, it makes me think we touch them, that crater becomes us.
Yeah, so look, I'm pretty good with fields.
Yeah?
I think we've ascertained that. I'm very good at map.
Love map, so, love fields.
So, yeah.
I love
love a lick. Quick. Love a lick, but I think I'm going to use some restraint. And
I'm very proud of you. I know how much that this pains you.
I'm going to sheathe my tongue.
That's it.
Put it back into a dirty
hole. Yeah. And maybe we should just like try to pick out a path. Should we?
So I am a fairy and therefore small. I also know the spell reduce. Can I shrink a companion, Adam?
You can,
Oh, okay.
And I should be able to maneuver around mushrooms because I'm small without any assistance.
You can straight up fly, buddy.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm You're a fairy.
Okay, so here's the deal, goats. What we're going to do?
It's interesting you didn't like tell me this before we set off on this adventure.
Yeah, I'm a fairy and I can fly. I thought when I said I was a fairy.
You can fly, okay.
The wings I thought were a giveaway.
Yeah, that's why you were huffing when we ran ahead. Yeah, usually just took it out of you.
Float slow.
Okay, yeah.
Again, cigarettes. They don't work that well with flying.
Because you're smoking human-sized cigarettes.
Yeah, they're massive.
It gives me that nicotine rush that I crave.
Really, yeah, double-fisting
double-fisting a cigarette. It's good.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it. Anyway, speaking of things we're trying, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast my reduce spell on you, which will make you smaller. And then I will fly over the field, and you can just maneuver around the mushrooms with ease.
Okay. Oh,
the
little guy.
As a little guy.
Okay.
So you, when Johnny Tomatoes casts the reduced spell on you, you halve in size, essentially. Yeah. You become about as tall as that halfling that you saw earlier.
Yeah.
You, everything that you're wearing is reduced with you to an appropriate size.
So, otherwise, it would have been quite foolish.
You're still wearing everything you were previously. All of your weapons and equipment are of an appropriate size.
Great.
You can tell immediately that you're not as strong as you were previously, but you feel a little bit more dexterous.
Okay.
So you think
quick on my feet.
Yeah, you feel a little bit more fleet of foot, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to maneuver around the mushrooms easier, I believe.
Now, Johnny Tomatoes, you can just fly over. This is not a challenge for you.
Hey, but, all so types
A shame you couldn't like lift me and carry me, but that's okay. Fleet of foot.
Even in a reduced state, she's still too heavy to be lifted.
Wow, that's rude.
Yeah. I don't think you have a lift. I don't think your lift is enough because you're not very strong, Johnny.
Mm. Hey, it's not your weight that's a problem. It's my strength.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Wow. You do really well. You navigate deftly through the field of mushrooms. It doesn't even trouble you much. Yeah. I mean, like, you don't even feel like you needed the reduce spell, to be honest. It was a lot more easy than you thought it would be. Yeah,
well, now I'm getting cocky.
Better to be safe than sorry. That's the Johnny Tomatoes way as of this adventure.
You get to the other side. I assume you just end the reduced spell because you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
And then
before I end it, I can end the spell now, or are you liking being a little guy?
The spell lasts for up to an hour, I think. I might be wrong.
How does time work in D&D?
Yeah.
However I frickin' say it does.
Okay.
It only lasts a minute. It's not a very long spell, yeah.
Never mind.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.